I'm John Robb, and you're listening to Here Manchester.com, a series of 10 audio portraits exploring the rich and varied history of Manchester, from the towpath of the Rochdale Canal that cuts through the heart of one of the greatest cities in the world. The reason the Rochdale Canal was built in the 1790s was pretty simple: to get things from A to B. It was the first major transport system to make its way into the city centre, and with the world's first passenger railway station over on Liverpool Road at the Museum of Science and Industry, and the first canal coming into Castlefield Basin, it soon became a hub for one of the most sophisticated rail, road and water networks anywhere in the world. Combined with our international airport, an integrated transport system before the phrase was invented. Brian Holden has been walking the towpath for years, and we're just making our way along a particularly significant section of the canal's route.
Right here, where we're standing, just there, about where that water's coming out from the overflow, there is a plug which allows that pound to be drained into Tib Brook. We're at Tiblock on the Rochdale Canal. Tiblock is number 89. 92 is the last lock on the Rochdale Canal, and then you're into Castlefield, which is part of the Bridgewater Canal. Tiblock is almost a neighbour of the Bridgewater Hall. The Bridgewater Hall has a little branch of the canal going to it, so you can actually go to the Bridgewater Hall to a concert in a boat and leave your boat outside. The canal was built in, they started building it in 1794, and with all those locks, 92 locks over the hills, they finished building it in 10 years, which was some achievement. Nobody knows how many men were employed to do it, but I think a lot of them were some of the Irish navvies who came over to get a job in England at the beginning, really, of the Industrial Revolution.
Since it was built, all types of transport are chugged up and down the canal. I'm meeting Beverly Gallier of Greater Manchester Transport Executive at a significant spot just beneath Deansgate Station, where water, rail, road and most recently the tram have all come together.
The canals are very important, and there's quite a few of them. There's Rochdale Canal, the Ashton Canal, there's also the rivers, there's the Irwell, there's the Medlock, crisscrossing, networking all through the city. They've been derelict for quite a few years, but they've just been renovated now, and they're actually being renovated for leisure purposes, for walking and cycling, and that's great. And they're such lovely, tranquil places.
So why do you think the public transport system matters so much?
It's really important. It's what links us out to the rest of the world and links us together. It's been referred to as the glue of life. Not only do we come into Manchester by public transport and the roads as well, but we go out of it, and that's just as important, because over the years, I mean, you know, we're down the road from the Hacienda over here, which become an iconic status in Manchester, representing what Manchester's supposed to be about. Now, a lot of that was born out of people going out of the city. You know, you're in the 80s, you've suddenly got young people travelling quite wildly. So, like, you know, from Manchester, only got buses, it links into the railway, from the Piccadilly station, there's trains all night to the airport, then there's airport links out to the rest of the city. They brought in new cultures and took it out at the same time. So it's what Manchester's been built on, and it always has been. That's not new. Not only that, it's business as well. And Manchester is a gateway to the rest of the northwest. So you've got links to Liverpool, Leeds, the Lake District, Wales, you know. So, you know, the importance of Manchester is not only it's in its knowledge capital, its skills base, its creative industries, and it takes that out and brings it in. So it's a swap of all these ideas.
You can get on a boat here where we're standing by Tib Lock in Manchester, and you can go either way and get to London. The canals really fed the Industrial Revolution in the context of a country where there was no means of transport at all. There were no roads, there were no railways. Manchester's got trams now, there were no trams either. Every street, Manchester, Piccadilly, Market Street, all the lot, were just dirt tracks, really. The canal was a wonder of the world, the first means of carrying goods over long distances. And of course, the canal was something entirely new. It was a revolution in itself.
If you've enjoyed this programme, why not venture further along the Rochdale Canal? Discover more portraits of our magnificent city at heremanchester.com.